SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Hour 2 with you here on the grid. We're watching a lot of these games tonight. A lot of hoops. We got some pucks going as well. We'll give you some picks for the golf later. Pebble Beach teeing off tomorrow. We'll get some football involved as well as we are getting a little closer to Super Bowl 59, and everybody's starting to throw all the numbers out there, all the trends for the game. I mean, they got a lot of dopey ones, man. What color the jersey the team wears over the last 25 years, favorites. What's the other? They're even breaking down the Gatorade already. The Chiefs used the purple the last 2 years. Eagles used the lime on Sirianni in the title game. Everybody's a guru when it comes to getting the Gatorade color all squared away. Mike Carver with you and the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I know it. I feel it in my heart, Cole. I told you we should have taken this LSU, by the way. In game, they're down 11. They were catching 12 and a half. They're not going to foul with a minute left. So we might get out of Dodge here, you know?
Wow. How about that? You might get out of Dodge?
Might. There's $1.16 left.
Scary.
System play. Maryland upsets Wisconsin.
I told you, system play. What was the final? Did they get over cover to 5.5?
17 seconds left. They're up 7, 75-60.
Ooh, right there, man.
76-68. Right. Why, what was the line?
5.5. I went by 6. System play.
They just buried a 3. Look at this. Two ball from Auburn.
It's brutal.
LSU's going to lose. Look at this. Jordan Sears. Wow. They're not going to cover. I'm glad. Look at a system play. Yep, they won by 8, Maryland.
So, Joe, as I was saying before, everyone's starting to roll out. All the numbers, all the trends that they have for this game next week. Fifth time we have a rematch between coaches in the Super Bowl. The coach that won the previous game went 4-0 in the rematch. 4-0.
All right, well, then there you go.
First time for everything, is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
The winner of the game has gone 49-7-2 ATS. Now, this game, I don't think really applies. Whoever wins is going to go. I mean, it's 1.5. So that's really not one that I'm too worried about, Joe, for that. Where's the other one that I had for you? What is it? Since 2000? Hold on. Let me find it. I've got all my notes here, Joe. Just give me a moment. Joe, you are a heads or a tails player? Play the coin?
Heads.
You actually play it?
No.
Yeah, I don't play it. I don't either.
It's a waste of money. Oh, here comes Hero. Hey, Hero. He's got 2. Come on, Hero.
Where the hell is...
What are you looking at?
I got all sorts of stuff.
Auburn won by 13. They cover by a half. You believe this from an in-game?
They know,
Joe. You believe this? They know. They know everything. Look at this.
They know, man. Can't mess with them. They know. They know. All right, I'll have to find you later.
All right. So what can we do? Can we get actually, can I make money tonight? That would be great.
Yeah, that but you need fun. Hero.
I need Kyrie too, like Norm Powell. Here comes Norm Powell. Storming Norman. He's got 12.
Storming Norman.
Could this
Powell.
Hero give me life? So you're telling me, I just want to make sure, because Jimmy, right? Has this team in disarray, these guys can't make shots, is what you're telling me. Is that what you're telling me? Like the whole team, Spoelstra, you know, I mean, you know, the whole team is up in arms because JB is you know, a malcontent. Is that what
Correct.
You're telling me?
That's what I'm telling
you. But he's not, he's suspended. He's not around the team now.
It's time to turn it on then, I guess. It's time for him to start
they're
getting
down
it going.
16 in the third. This guy's hero.
I mean, they're also
shots?
Playing the best team in the East this year so far, record-wise at least.
This hero is
mean,
got
the Cavs are like 37-9. I mean,
they're down 16 points, hero, 2 of 8. Like what are we doing here? This is supposed to be the sharpshooter.
He always gets like 13 to 16
guy
threes up. He's going to get
14
that again.
From the field. 4 of 14.
You're the one
doing?
Who bets these humps. I mean, what do you want me to say? It's just you're chasing bad money after bad money with this guy hero every
here
night.
Here we go. Here's the breakdown now. This is the life coach here. Here's the Tony Robbins special.
I'm just saying. It's just bad money on top of bad money.
Want me to go to the seminar,
hero.
Too? I think they're doing a free 3-day event. I mean, you want me to go? I mean,
not free if I'm involved. That costs money.
No, it's a free event. Get your life straight, you know? You want to be my life coach. No?
It's all right, Joe. Yeah,
don't
why not?
Don't have the almonds. Eat the cashews. What are you doing? Not the Cabernet. Drink the Pinot Noir. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, you have all the answers for me. I tell you I'm on this hero. Instead of rooting it in, you're telling me every reason why the guy can't make the number. There's supposed to be
guy's
positivity on this.
Guy's
I know
a hump.
He's a hump.
And now you're gonna go to Steph tonight too in this Thunder Warrior game. You're gonna go chase him around also. Meanwhile, you've got proven performers on the other side. You should be playing the
Ooh,
Thunder.
Who's
guys.
Proven? Who's
the Thunder?
Proven?
Thunder.
What SGA? This Wembanyama's not proven. The guy's as tall as like the twin towers back in the day. You're telling me that? I mean, seriously, he's as tall as like the ceiling. He can't get 12 bounds. He can't get 12 bounds.
Depends on how lazy he is tonight.
What does that mean? He's playing basketball. He's in the middle. Would David Robinson take a night off with Tim Duncan? I mean, explain the kid's 19, 20 years old. He can't get 12. The guy can't get 12 bounds against Hacks, is what you're telling me. Against Hacks. I mean, seriously.
It's a different game now. It's a different game than when those guys play.
They don't rebound.
Different game. Different game. You gotta have more dedication to their craft. Don't have it. No dedication. They're not worried
the
about what you're doing about your
plays. Do we
plays.
Have that number? What's the who's
They're
the
not worried about your plays?
Who's the best rebounder in the game? Who is that?
Who's the best cop? Who's the best cop?
DeMontis Sabonis. The guy tells you to play every single night.
Here we go. Here he is. Here
I'm
he
telling
is right
you,
now.
He's a bound machine.
Van Gundy.
All right, here we go.
This is Sabonis,
14.6 boards per game. Leads the NBA.
Who's second?
Pat, 13.8. Joker, 13.1. Wembanyama is eighth at 10.8.
Is Valanciunas?
Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM, channel 159. Come back on the grid afterwards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 with you here as we're, we got a lot going on. Hey, Joe, I saw this headline, I think it was last night or this morning, and I just thought it was so hilarious, and it just shows you how these insider types, the amount of water that they carry for some of these guys and agents is unbelievable. The headline was McCarthy shifts focus, or McCarthy now focused on 2026 jobs. He's not, like, almost making it out like he told the Saints, thanks but no thanks, I don't want the job. McCarthy now focused on 2026. Instead of calling it like it really is, McCarthy doesn't get job this hiring cycle. Like, that's really what it is. Nobody wanted to hire him after he left Dallas. So instead of spinning it as, I mean, he obviously was told, you know, we're going to hire Kellen Moore when the Eagle season's over. Like, that's what the Saints are doing. They're going to hire Kellen Moore. Had a second interview with him. They're not interviewing anybody else. It's clear as day who's getting the job. But instead of just like, you know, Mike's not getting it, you know, Mike gets a year off, it's got to be spun as, hey, hero, it's got to be spun as he's getting hot. He's got to be spun as, oh, it's like almost like trying to say, oh, he didn't want to take a job. He wants, you know, he's focused on next year. Joe, it's such nonsense what goes on these people, the way that they try to prop these guys up. He didn't have a job because he that's it. He didn't get a job. And he probably won't get one next year either.
The Saints didn't want him. The Saints said they weren't impressed with McCarthy. The guy's a hack.
Didn't want him.
That's it, hero. 7 of 18. Hey, volume. You see, you got to take the volume, guys, Carter.
Six points in the final 30 seconds.
It was hard. He was in a rhythm. Bam, bam. Pow, pow. Catalina wine mixer.
Pow.
That's it. But you're right, though, Carver. But Carver, he screwed himself because when he put his name out there, his agent said, oh, the Bears want him, or the Bears want to interview him. They didn't want to interview him. You want Mike McCarthy as your coach? Guy's like, guy's as bland as just a marshmallow. I mean, you might as well just, what was the marshmallow spread back in the day? What did they call it? What was the marshmallow spread? Instead of jam and jelly, what was that white stuff? The marshmallow that the kids used to, like your mother used to put on the, instead of, the marshmallow spread.
The hell you
hang on. About. You do know what I'm talking about. That's what McCarthy is.
You talking about, you talking about fluff?
Fluff, yeah. Fluff? That's what McCarthy is. No fluff. Spice or fluff. That's it. He's just as vanilla as that marshmallow spread. Just like a big, dude, that's it. That's all he is. He's gutless. Guy's got nothing. No ingenuity. He doesn't. What does he come up with? What did Mike McCarthy come up with? He did have good offenses, but he also had Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we're making out Mike McCarthy to be like it's Air Coryell here back in the day.
Air Coryell.
What offense did Mike McCarthy?
Air Coryell. All the innovative offenses in the last 40 years, you come up with Air Coryell. I mean,
that was revolutionary. Dan Fouts back in the day, Kellen Winslow, Wes Chandler, John Jefferson, Air Coryell. I mean, what did McCarthy come up? We're going to run it. We're going to run it with Zeke, Rico Dowdle. Rico's Dowdle. Yeah, I mean, come on. This guy's fluff.
Mike's going to step away and focus on the jobs for the next hiring cycle. Yeah, okay. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call it.
Are you kidding me?
Let him focus on the jobs. I can't wait to see them all line up for him. They're all going to line up for Mike.
Focusing on the pantry. That's what he's focused on. What do we have in there? We have any granola in there, hon? What do we got? We got any granola?
That Cowboy press conference was epic the other day.
I got George Jones all wound up about it last night.
With the air quotes, with the drought.
Not the air quotes.
The so-called drought that we've been in. It's not a so-called drought, Steven. You haven't made the NFC Championship game in 30 years. There's nothing so-called about that. It's just fact.
No,
it's like
the best
you
is
know.
Here's
head coach Brian Schottenheimer. Everybody gets up. Our owner Jerry Jones, and then here's our CEO. Blah 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 blah. Stephen Jones.
Well, I'll clap
then
for him.
And you hear Jerry. Jerry starts clapping. You know, he is. He's Kendall Roy, man. He's Kendall Roy. There's so many of them. I don't know if Joe's watched Succession or not on HBO, that show that I was on. So he's like this guy, you know, he's a powerful guy, and his kids want to take over. And he's got one son who wants to do it, but he's such a screw-up, and he just has no – and that's Steven or Hal Steinbrenner or Mark Davis. They're all Kendall Roy, like
listen, we know he's not, you know, but I mean the haircut, like do something, man. Like, you know, either that or listen, I would actually respect the guy a little bit more if he had like a safe deposit box like taped to his chest. Like, I got money. Like, we know, like, you know, we know he's got money, but like, just like, just take some light off that face and head, that haircut. Like, God, it's unbelievable. Looks like he's got a mop
on. The Jets hired Wilkes as their defensive coordinator.
All right. I mean, maybe
Steve Wilkes.
He got a raw deal
in a couple places. He got a raw deal in Carolina when he got chopped. And then he honestly got a raw deal last year with the Niners. He got chopped as the Niner DC. I mean, held the Chiefs under 20 points in the regulation to the Super Bowl, and they chopped the guy. I mean, that's a little hard. Carver and Leach, Sports Good Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back yesterday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Barbara and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. That's pretty good, that one.
I can't. I feel like, remember,
let me hear that again, Matias, really fast. Can you play that again? We got to put that to something. Go ahead. Give me that one more time. That's like the introduction to the 1995 NHL All-Star Game on Fox. It was the first time Fox had the All-Star Game, and they had, like, the glow puck. Remember that, Joe? Picked up the NHL, and the glow puck was out there, and they had the lines all over the ice. That was the music that was with it when they started that broadcast on Fox, the NHL, 95 NHL All-Star Game.
Matias, you got nothing back there. What a little spice.
Spicing it up, man. We've been hearing the same stuff since we moved to YouTube. It's not his fault. We used to have real music.
You want some juice.
This is the juice we're getting. I mean, it is what it is. Where's Hero? Hey, Hero.
He's in the barn. He's dead to me now. That's it. I moved on.
Oh, you only needed four? You just needed four from him? Yeah. So who's left you at the altar then? Who's giving you nothing? Kyrie?
No, Kyrie needs to get to 20. He's got 15. They got 9 minutes in the third.
That's it. Stop with the dots. Kyrie. Minutes in the third. Unless
he's kidding me,
the Joker doesn't play the whole half.
Gutless Norm Powell needs to get to 20. He's got 12. 11 minutes in the third.
He should get there.
And then Steph for 25.
What about the Wemby bounds? I thought he had the Wemby bounds.
Wemby is a new bet. Yeah, Wemby for 12 bounds. Grayson Allen for 3 threes and Steph for 25. Two separate bets.
Grayson Allen. Did I hear you slip in Grayson Allen? What did you do with him?
It's a sharpshooter. 3 threes.
Three That's threes as he made. Has,
That's
it's
a good
a
play.
Was he made 3 threes all year? Yeah. Does he have?
He made it last game. Yeah, he did. He actually. He's right. Grayson Allen for threes is a good play. It's a good play. Yeah. Good job, Joe. I'm with you, Joe. Let's go, baby.
Sister, this Wemby though, like really, like this guy is gonna finish with 5 bounds. Like seriously, like really, where is he?
This Wemby.
Where is he? The Spurs. Where are they? There we go. Wemby.
Wemby. Get him in.
5 bounds. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What's this Norman Powell? Like, this guy, you know, see, this is what happens. Is that Matias turned me on,
Joe,
to this Norman Powell?
It's literally a minute. It's a minute into the half, Joe. Where at halftime, you said, look at Norm Powell, 12 points, lighting it up. It's a minute into the second half, and now he's gutless. You're a roller coaster of emotions. Let it ride, baby. Let it ride.
He's got no patience with this stuff whatsoever.
None.
It's got to be now. There's just no.
Exactly.
No patience at all for these plays. He doesn't let him breathe, doesn't let him get worked out. He just has to go, go, go. Maryland did cover that system play, by the way, 76-68 over Wisconsin. System play, system play.
System play, system play.
System play. UConn still down to DePaul in Hartford, 47-44, though, now.
Mm-hmm.
So something to keep an eye on there. I mean, DePaul, they've won like one Big East game in like the last 5 years combined. So that would be quite the upset if it happens. Elsewhere, Joe, Cal up a couple on SMU. St. Mary's up on Santa Clara right now as well. You've got a bunch of late night games that are going to start soon. I love Utah State minus the 10.5. against UNLV tonight. I think it's a return serve smash special for the Aggies in Logan against the Rebs.
Let's go.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159 with you here. All right, so Joe's trying to get a bunch of these plays that he has in the barn. We'll see how that goes for him over the next few minutes that we're together. I want to make sure, Joe, what's that? What's the matter?
Wemby would have bound. He's halfway there. Norm Powell with 19. How about that, Norm Powell? How about that, Norm Powell? How about that, Norm Powell? Right out of
threes?
A pistol.
How many
three
threes?
Or five. I don't need threes. I just need 20. Four or four.
Maybe I
three
do. Maybe I need the threes.
Three or
Maybe
five
I'm looking
threes.
For threes.
Three or five threes. Three or five threes, this Norm Powell. I told
what about
you
coffee?
This Norm Powell.
What is
James
coffee got?
Coffee.
Amir Coffee. Good.
No points. No points.
No burn.
No
volume.
He's
for
Kevin
Amir
Porter
tonight.
5 points. I tell you who's shooting Zubac. This guy, 5 of 12. You want to talk about a hog?
There's never any. That whenever Joe brings up one of these like Eastern European guys, there's never any accent whatsoever. Zubac. You know, there's never any. There's never. Just no, just flat, just goes right through it. Zubac. This Zubac.
Look, I'm not trying to be Jim Nance.
What'd you say
not
the other night? What'd you say the other night? Bogdanovich.
Bogdanovich. I'm not trying to be Jim Nance, all right? Listen, you know what I mean. I don't need to sugarcoat
it. Jim will be at Pebble this weekend, baby. He's got a house there. He lives right there at Pebble Beach.
You think Jim Nance is a bigger golf guy, right, than anything else? Like
I've said to you a lot of times, he will do the golf till the day he dies. He'll do the golf. They won't be able to get him away from the golf. He gave up the basketball.
He'll be like Scully.
He gave up the hoops. He doesn't do the Final Four anymore, March Madness. He's still got some time with the NFL, and he won't do that forever. But the golf, he will absolutely do. Haven't you ever seen that video where he walks in his backyard and there's some guy teeing off? Like I said, he legitimately lives on the Pebble Beach Resort course. And there's some guy who's like, he just paid $750 to play around at Pebble Beach. He's on the 13th tee box or whatever hole Nance lives on. Nance comes out there with a cup of coffee in his hand, just kind of stands behind the tee box with the guy and starts calling it like he's on TV. Here's young Jimmy on the 13th. I got to find that video for you and send it to you. And he's got he's got the sweater on, like a sweatshirt on, and his morning coffee. And he's just out there in his backyard calling this guy, this hump who paid all this money to play Pebble, and he's calling him shooting at the par three. It's tremendous.
Carver, it's listen, tremendous. I spent a lot of coin here. You're a great announcer, but you're really bothering me now. I could see you saying that.
Come on, Jim, bring it back inside, Jim. All right, I'm trying to hit the ball here, man. Get out of here.
Let me tell you, this Steph Castle is a pretty good player. Liked him at UConn, 16 points tonight. Wemby with 8 pounds. Wemby, here comes Wembanyama. Whip him. Here he comes. 4 minutes left in the third. Get those pounds.
Here's what we got for Pebble, Joe. Now, this is signature event, 80 players, two courses on Thursday and Friday for the standard Pebble Beach course and the Spyglass Hill. Now, they'll only play Pebble on Saturday and Sunday when they cut out all the amateurs, thank God. But still. First time we're seeing Scottie Scheffler this year after he cut his hand with the wine glass during Christmas time. First time we're seeing Rory. First time we're seeing Spieth since he had wrist surgery. Lots of guys back in the mix this week at Pebble Beach. I'm going, here's my card, Joe. I'm going with, I don't like this Cantlay, but he plays well here, and it's a nice price, I feel, considering some of the guys in the field. So 20-1 for Cantlay for me. Ludvig Åberg, 20-1 for him as well. He was he was running away last week, Joe, Wednesday, Thursday, and then he must have ate some bad eel down in San Diego because the guy just fell down the board. Apparently he had the sniffles or he was sick. I don't know what his problem was, but we'll play him here. Tom Kim at 55-1. Maverick McNealy at 55-1. And dangerous Denny McCarthy at 80-1. All these guys are on my outright card. I played some placements too. Jason Day, top 10, 3-1. Wyndham Clark, top 10, plus 450. Pendrith, top 20 at 170. Tom Hoagie Sandwich, top 20 at plus 250. Christian Bezuidenhout, top 20 at plus 360. And Seamus Power, top 20 at plus 450. I'm with all those plays as well. First round leaders on the Pebble Beach course: Dietrich 25-1, Hoagie 28-1, Power 40-1 on the Spyglass Hill course. McNealy 25-1, McCarthy 33-1, and Mark put the Hubbard in the cupboard at 40-1 for first round leader on that. So that's where I'm kind of sitting, Joe.
Let's get it. I need.
And you said you're playing Jägerbaum. You're in on Jägerbaum at 120.
Even Bon Jaeger, Stefan Bon Jaeger, living on a prayer. Yeah, I like Stefan Bon Jaeger. Oh,
that's it. Just Jaeger. Nobody else for you. Just gonna play Jaeger
and Woodland.
Gary, what's Gary's number this week? 150 to 1 for Gary.
Yeah, Gary's Woodley.
Now, yeah, you got to play him. Play him with, like, make Matias give you, like, a UFC play to play with Gary. So that way, when he wins, you're sweating a UFC fight on Saturday night for this, like old times.
Yeah, I like some dogs, Joe, in the UFC.
Oh,
like
here we go. He's got
UFC.
Dogs,
baby.
Dogs on Saturday night.
We got the dogs, baby.
Dogs are barking.
Yeah, they are. They are. All of them. All of them in the main card. They're all barking. I like
dogs
them all.
Barking,
let's
baby.
Go, baby. They're barking.
Come on, Joe. Dogs
what
do
you got? What are the dogs? Oh, I tell you,
Michael
dog.
Venom Page. Michael
dog.
Venom Page. Michael Venom,
Venom
Page.
Venom.
Michael Venom Page. I think he knocks
like,
out the Shara Bullet. I think MVP is the man with a plan. He could connect at multiple times of the fight, at any time of the fight. And this Shara, he's had a nice little way up the ladder, and now he's going to fight a real fighter, a guy who could piece him up at any moment of the fight.
Is this guy good with his hair? Is this guy like the guy Kroom in the bare knuckle? You know, like what was his name? Kenny Kroom?
Kroom.
What was it? Kroom, you know? With the motto.
All right, hold on here. You know, hold on. Let's
you know,
find this here.
Up and bombs.
I gotta find
and, you know
I
what?
Gotta put this in now. All right, so who's this MVP? Michael Page? That's who?
Ooh.
This
Michael
guy's fighting. Isn't that who you said, Matias? MVP? What? Michael Venom Page? Isn't that what you told us? Is that who? I'm not kidding. Is it Page?
Guy's a snake. Guy's the Rattler. The Rattler. He's got the Rattler. He's got his uppercuts as good as his
plus 146?
Is he listening? Could he hear us?
He might have timed out. We'll have to get. He could hear.
He cut out his voice.
No. I'm not bad. I muted the microphone. I love MVP. Michael Venom Page all day. Yeah, plus 140. I think he pieces him up. I think it's a great
pieces
price.
Pieces him up.
I think it's a great.
All right, Joe. Here's what you got, Joe. Jaeger and Michael Page. What do you want? 25.
Stefan.
25 wins you 7,400.
That's not enough.
Oh, that's you're so greedy. You're such a pig. You know, put something else in there then. I mean, why don't you put in the over in the Eagle Chief game? Then you'll sit on it for a week after that. You have it for another
right,
week.
Let's get, look, hang on.
Or so, your favorite touchdown play. Get your favorite touchdown play in the game. Throw that on top. DeAndre Hopkins, 6-1. Lead in the sandwich. Go ahead, Joe. I know you're playing Hopkins. Score in that Super Bowl. Barbara and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. We're back in for this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Barbara and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. On the grid. So Joe's got the play in. This is when you know football season's over around here. When we start doing dopey stuff like this. So Joe's contribution to the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am this week is he's on Steven Jaeger, or as me and Cam like to say, Jaeger Bombs. He's on Jaeger Bombs to win. It was a nice price. He's 120-1. But that's not enough. So we have found an MMA play in honor of last year. If you remember, Joe had Nikki Dunlap with an MMA play, but the MMA play didn't come through. So we're going to try it again. Michael Venom Page, is that this guy's name? At plus 146?
Wait, Venom. Did we make his name Venom or he goes?
No, that's
his nickname.
Call him that? Or you call him that, Matias. Is that his actual name?
It's MVP. No, it's Michael Venom Page. Yeah, MVP. Michael Page is
MVP.
MVP. Michael Venom Page, baby.
So he's plus $1.46. And like we said, Joe is so greedy that that's not enough for him. So he is, I told him, pick a touchdown for the Super Bowl as the cherry on top. And who'd you go with, Joe? Who'd you take?
Isaiah Pacheco at plus 310. I know he hasn't hit pay dirt and they've been going with Kareem Hunt. But something tells me with the time off, they're going to go back to
playing
the Pacheco.
Playing a hunch. Couldn't even throw a chalkier play in as the final leg of this monster with 120-1, Steven Jaeger, MVP. Let's take the guy who hasn't been getting burned, and we'll make him the third leg. So tell me, Joe, What did this end up with all three of these legs?
So on $100, it pays $121,940.60.
So if the cash out will be, if Jaeger wins and MVP wins, gotta be more than half.
You think?
Gotta be more than half.
Why?
Yeah, remember you've hit the 120-to-1 shot. You've hit the biggest piece in the parlay. So I would think that you'd probably get it, but they love to. They're never going to give you proper value.
They might give me 20%. They might give me like 25 G's if that came, if that before the game started.
Would you take it? Yes. Go ahead.
I probably would, and Pacheco on the first drive would probably score.
Stuffed it right in. You could come right down. Stuff it right in. Right on top of you. You come right over the top. Take it down. Unbelievable. It really is.
What's with this Powell? He's stuck at 19 points, Matias. What's going on?
I mean, he's probably on the break taking
well, you know what,
a,
Joe?
On
thank,
the bench
thank
taking
goodness
a breather.
There's a quarter left, Joe. Thank goodness there's a quarter of basketball left, Joe. You know, there's four, not three, baby. We're good.
All of a sudden, this Kawhi woke up. 21 points. He came out of the coma.
What do you mean he came out of the coma? Look where they're playing, Joe. They're playing in San Antonio. You don't think he wants to light it up?
He cares about that. He cares about that. I wasn't
breaking
sure.
It down.
Here comes Wemby. Here comes Wemby with 9 bounds. 9 bounds from Wemby. Give me three, kid. Give me three. Hang in there. I see three of them. Hit the one in the middle. Hit. Right.
Got a whole quarter left.
Hit the
got
one.
A whole quarter.
He had a whole quarter left in France, and he had basically 10, and he finished with 12. So don't tell me. The kid doesn't want to attack the boards.
Game was a blowout. He didn't get in there. Didn't get any burn.
It was in his hometown. Telling
yeah,
me he didn't
but
wanna...
that's a sec. Yeah, but you know what? Whether the game's in Paris or not, you gotta. When you're losing by 35, you know you're not gonna play these guys. They got mauled in that second game in Paris by the Pacers. Mauled. I can't believe this Joker didn't play the entire first half. This Joker.
I need this Norm Powell to step up. Just send them
to the
line.
This is a tight game here, Joe. 110-104, Knicks lead. Make it 110-106. Knicks lead the Nuggets with 4 minutes, just over 4 minutes left in the game. Ooh. Good game at
what
the Garden.
What does Jamal Murray have?
He got a lot. He's having a big night.
Sure he does, because I didn't play him.
He's got... Hold on here. He's got 28. And this big Joker got up to 17. What a tease. He's going to tease me. Can he score every bucket here down the stretch? Can we just give it to Joker the last 4 minutes? It would be
know.
A miracle he actually gets to 25, man. He needs 8 points. Give it to Joker. This Porter just being a total pig in the corner. Absolute total pig. Unbelievable.
Tonight's the first night Sabonis lets me down, and I can't even tell you when. I'm so disappointed. 14 bounds, he needed 15. Left me for the first time. First time I could say this, that the big man lets me down. After I talked him up,
Gutless, guys.
Disaster.
Gutless.
You did talk him up.
I had to. He's been my knight in shining armor. He's like my gold star. Every single morning I wake up, it's like, oh, Sabonis is playing. Let's play it, and it's been hitting. You know, dark cloud over Sabonis tonight.
Oh, that's got to be a goaltend. Wow, they didn't let me call a goaltend there.
Be nice if this Powell stepped up.
Can we give the ball to Joker here?
I don't know. Be nice if this Powell stepped up. Is he bald, Powell, or has he got a little? He's got a little scruff on top. What does he got? You have hair? Just curious. Did he curl it tonight? Could he step up and make a few shots? Could he step up and make a few shots? I need 1 point from this guy. Why did he stop shooting? He had 7 points in the third quarter. What's going on? He had 7 points in the first 3 minutes. Hasn't taken a shot since.
Why
six and
Denver
nine.
Denver gets the game close, and then they don't give the ball to Joker. You got all these guys taking these wild shots all over the place. Got Joker. Why wouldn't you give it to Joker every time, Joe? Guy's a machine. Barbara and Lisa's Good Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So I saw this video that Matias sent us, Joe, of Wemby, I guess. Wemby wanted to go after, as you like to call him, Zubac.
Yeah.
He went after him. You know, I don't know. I know Wemby's tall, but I don't know how he'd do in a straight, you know, throwdown situation, Joe. I don't know. I'd probably take Zubac with the points there.
Zubac is a little beefier, isn't he? He's got a little more muscle to him.
He looks like he's been in a few more fights in his day than Wembanyama has. I'll say that.
Question. Yeah, I tell you who hasn't been in a few fights because he's gutless right now. This Norm Powell. This guy.
Mm. Still on this guy? You're still talking about him?
I need 1 point.
I hope he didn't get ejected in the fracas there. I hope he didn't leave the game at 19 in the fracas.
Did he?
I don't know. Is he out there?
Is Wemby gone?
Oh, is he out there?
I don't have boots on the ground, Carver. I don't know. Matias is the Clipper fan. What's he doing, Matias? Who's out there?
Let's see, Joe.
Is
he's going to finish the game, Joe. I'll tell you that. He's not coming off. Joe, there's 9:30 left in the game. The Clippers are up by 4. He's definitely going to be playing, Joe.
Yeah, but is
Norm Powell doesn't just go away.
Does Norm Powell, is he a volume guy?
Yes, he's one of their best players, Joe. He's one of their best players. He has at least 5 shots to 4 shots left in this game.
A lot of volume.
He's not a sit-in-the-corner guy, Joe. Don't worry. He's not just sitting in the corner waiting to get the ball. He's going to drive to the rim. He's going to get fouled. Lots of time left, Joe.
I hope you're right. You sound like Pat Riley back there breaking it down. I mean.
All right, Joe, tomorrow you got Lakers, Wizards, Hawks, Cavs, T-Wolves, Jazz, Rockets, Grizzlies, Magic, and Trailblazers.
Grizzlies,
night.
I'm on Ja Morant already. He's another gutless dude. He hasn't stepped up in God knows how many weeks. He's terrible. 10 points the other night. 10 points. No?
Joe, yeah, I mean, you calling Ja Morant terrible, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some great late night games tomorrow night. Anteaters. 18-3 Anteaters tomorrow night.
They owe us.
They let us down last
they're
week.
They're on the road. They're at Long Beach State.
Laying 12?
Long Beach is gutless.
They're really
this year.
Bad. They're gutless. They're real gutless.
What are we laying?
It doesn't matter. We're laying it no matter what.
Just
no
tell
matter
me what.
What
it is. Oh, you don't know what it is?
I don't have the numbers yet.
Well, if they laid 7.5 to who'd they play? Pacific? Who'd they play?
This that was Norm Riverside Powell. Last week. Riverside.
This Norm Powell.
Oh, late
I
night, Joe. You got the Hawaii bailout blowout tomorrow, too. UC San Diego at Hawaii. Late night tip.
Yeah.
Oregon, UCLA. We're on UCLA tomorrow night against Oregon.
UCLA,
that might be a system
Mick
play.
Cronin.
Could be a system
Mick
play.
Cronin. Did they cover against USC, Mick?
Yeah, they won. They smashed him.
Yeah, his team has heart. Always blue collar, that Mick Cronin. Ever since he was with Cincinnati. You know, that team always had heart. You know?
Always blue collar. Always blue collar.
You taking Miss State? Is Miss State hanging in there?
I do have the -1.5.
Norm Powell. No, we're up to 100. Did Norm Powell make this? Who made this shot?
Mississippi State's going to be down 4 at the half.
All right. Oh. Okay.
We got some time to make things happen.
Norm Powell.
Hey, Carver, how comfortable are you with this Utah State game coming up tonight?
I love Utah State tonight. Love them. Payback.
Norm Powell stuck at 19. Come on, Norm. Come on, Norm. He took a shot and missed. Matias.
How come you don't play your buddy Westbrook anymore? You don't do anything with Westbrook. Used to be your guy, too. Another one of your guys.
Bad taste in my mouth. Bad taste. This Wemby, what's he doing? 9 pounds. I mean, there's 8 minutes left.
We got, we'll be back tomorrow night. We got more games that we'll do. We'll do a couple more football things because I know they'll get you excited as well. Great job by Matias Pavel, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.